Moram da figim ili malo što ti. Minani gidi. Gomorra zuhti mekar. Lej Rashi here. Lej Tosis, in the first malos, in the Davbeis. Gomorra zuhti mekar from the din from Tzorosor. Mein, der Gomorra steht the Teich in the din from Tzorosor. Meilu hemshich at Tzorosor. The ganze Zman, we're talking about Tzorosor. It's an opportunity to maybe become clear what we're walking out with. It's the big certain learning. You handle this whole ganze Zman. Say Tzoros, you say. Well, the mice at the end of the day, you have to put it all together. At least get clear what everyone holds, what they're coming out with. So this is Gemara. Uptight in plush of even laying the Gemara. And Gemara zuch the mekar. Tzoros. In the second tarot, it says it's looking for Tzoros. Tzoros, Tzor. In the Bible, we're going to go with Rashi. We're looking for Tzoros, Tzor. If them zok the Gemara, machloikas of Yehuda and Rabashi, machloikas in the Makar Hadvar. The Yehuda holds you have to come onto a posik for the din from Tzoros, Tzor. Litzor, a third rit with Tzoros, Harbi. It's mashmu, Beloshim Rabbi. And Rabashi said, Tzvori. The Rashi said svar, the Davzah Shem comes to a posik, svari. The chilek is klar, but what is the svar from Abasi? Zokar Abasi, sora mai tama asiru, the memokam erva kaima, sora nambi memokam erva kaima. So I want a very much shtal vekim pshat, for a choshev, the shtal vekim pshat, don't be zoichet Ezra Shem to see the richtige, the emes, what the difference from sora is. Rashi says to Rabbi Yudin, sora, you're looking for sora, sora. You know the ganze din tzaras erva shoy. You know it's tzaras erva. You know that it's tzaras erva, tzaras bita is aser even in the nefila shniya. Rashi says that. It's mashma. We already know she's aser. But we want to know how could she make a tzara also. That's your shayla. Menani mili, that last prat. How do you know it's tzaras erva? That she herself is aser ad oilam. How do you know she can make a tzara? Of that I say it's svara. What's the svara? So the suicide svara is like this. Rashi said to her, like, the Nefilu Rishayna, that's a Tzara Serva, that we already know. We have a Pasuk. That's a Lotzer. We already have a Pasuk for that. And we're Fashtein Gut. Met uplearning Gut. What's the din from Tzara Serva? Then you'll know Memele, the din from Tzara Serva. That's what Rashi turned to Abiyud and he said, let's learn Bechavusa. Lama Lena Bechavusa, Gut, Zeir Gut, the din from Tzara Serva. Lama uplearning the Chiddush Akra, Lotzer. Everyone, we know that was a Chiddush. But Vashtein in the Pasuk. If you understand what it says in Lotzer, if you understand what it says in the different Tzoros Erva, you'll come out with a Yisoid that will tell you that extends to the Nefilah Shniyah. That's the Tzoros of the Rav Rashi said to him. What is that Yisoid? What is that Yisoid that he found? We sat down with Chavrusa and learned the Behudah. And they learned of the din from Lotzer. What was that Yisoid that he came out with? The Mokum Erekani. Once you understand that the dynamics, the longest of the din of Tzoros Erva is that the Tzoros b'mokoyim Erva kaima. So then, for Shteitzich Alein, that she herself has a din of an Erva. And the Tzoros also b'mokoyim Erva kaima. What does it mean? B'mokoyim Erva kaima means this, the hemshich of the b'mokoyim Erva kaima, the Nefilu Yishay. That's the Tzoros Erva. That's the Tzoros Erva of Rashi told to Rabbi Yudah. So what is this b'mokoyim Erva kaima? For me, the b'mokoyim Erva kaima sounds like instead of. She's in place of the erva. Instead of the erva, well, it's very shvare to understand. She's in place of the erva. The erva was mavan har shliach shluch shlam kamoisa. That's what it means. Chor doesn't mean over here. B'malkei means doesn't mean in its place. B'malkei erva kaima means together with erva. Chor means together in the same place. She's standing. Kaima means standing. I want to touch every word. I want the gemara to be a very pasha gemara. The gemara should be a pasha gemara. Everything should come down. All along this, we're talking about coming to the pashtus of the gemara. Kaima means standing, b'mokayim erva kaima. She is standing b'mokayim erva. That's what he said. Zok tabashi, if you understand that the din of Tzoros erva, the taich of the din of Tzoros erva, is that the Tzoros bita is standing b'mokayim bitoi. So that should be mamshu. Okay. What does it mean she's standing b'mokayim erva? So from Riyat, everyone says, it means she fell with an erva? That's true. Since the Tzara fell with an erva, that was what she had, she was shooting for the erva, there was an afila biyachad with the erva. So that's what it means, but mokam erva kaima. But ba'ofen the feed that it means it's a past tense idea. She fell b'mokem erva hoya. That's what it should say. It shouldn't say b'mokem erva kaima. If you say b'mokem erva kaima means that she was together with an erva, doesn't mean she's still together with an erva. It should say b'mokem erva hoya. B'mokem erva kaima sounds like it's saying she is b'mokem erva. She's still b'mokem erva. She is. That's her hagdora. Her hagdora is she's b'mokem erva. Not b'mokem erva hoisa, b'mokem erva kaima. That's my first time on teaching it, that she fell with the erva. The second time is, if the teach is she fell with an erva, then I don't understand the whole tzus of the Shemaitza. We just still the vet. The Rabbi Ashi is coming to say, Rabbi Yehuda, whatever I explain to you, the lomdus, what happened in the Filu Rishayna, that's going to be mamshich in the Filu Shnir. Nami, that's going to be mamshich in the Filu Shnir. If it's something of past tense, historical thing, she fell, she went through, she experienced a connection to their, and it didn't remain with her. It didn't remain with them. So why should that continue to Nefila Shniyah? Why in the fact that the fact she was with Erva, very nice, she was for 10 seconds or whatever you want to call it, she fell with Erva, that's a sach of history. What does that do with the, what does it do with the Hemshah? What does that do with the Nefila Shniyah? How is that Mamshah in Nefila Shniyah? The Territz says, I'm building slowly, it's Pashup Shat, Oymek Up Shat. But Mokam Erva Kaima doesn't mean she once was with an Erva. But Mokam Erva Kaima means she stays with the Erva. She blives. She has a din that she is with the Erva. What does that mean? She's not with the Erva. There it's a state though. That Mephila with the Erva wasn't a one-time experience. She's scarred. There's a shirayim. She's scarred by that Mephila from the Erva. That Mephila from the Erva was mashbiah on her. That she was makabel, a certain influence, a certain hashpoh from the Erva. Zokt Rav Ashi, if that's the din of a mokum erva kaim, if that's the din of Torah's erva, then I understand that continues. That din, that label that she got, that she rhymed, that remainder, that stempel, that she is of a mokum erva kaim, that she has a kilkul from the erva, that remains. I told me, I didn't say any lomdus. Just push it, lay me kapshat. What's being said? But what's going to mean? What's going to mean? What does that mean? What does that mean that she remains always a mokum erva kaim? What's Matos? So the Aleph Beis is Havada. Saw this. This is the one for Rosh. The Rosh of the Gemara and the Yud Aleph from the Beis we had. The Gemara's Rosh is Sarosa Kamoisa. The Din of Tzoros Erev, the Kuli Alma. This is the Muskim. The Din of Tzoros Erev, the Pasuk of Lotzor, said that the Erev does something to the Tzor to make her like himself. That's the Rosh of the Gemara. The Rosh of the Gemara, later on, the Chav Zayin and Aleph, Rabbi Ashi says, Sadiq, but come out, Mufurish. That the erva is mashvi the tzorak erva. He says in a case when it's not strong enough, it doesn't know the tzorak erva. He says loy olim lashvuye tzorak erva. It's mavur when a tzorak, when an erva is strong enough, an erva is mashvi the tzorak erva. This is the halach. Oh, but what do you see in our Gemara? You see in our Gemara, l'char from Yita, you see in our Gemara, that what the erva does to the tzorak is not something that's momentary, temporarily. It's not only that she gives her a din, legabi har nefila. Shteida, that she gives the tzara herself, the tzara ba'atzmusa. She gives the din, the tzara herself, a din erva. Because if the pshat in the din of erva, that he makes sarasa kamoisa, means, if an erva makes a tzara kamoisa, means, it only talks to her nefila, it only talks to the zika, so then she's not b'makam erva kind. She was b'makam erva, she had a hashpah from the erva, but she herself didn't get a din of an erva. Ba'ofen, L'chora, Agamara is a great saraya to the Tzav Moisus. Yeah. The Tzav from Poitras, what's the Tzav from Poitras? I'm saying Uchoku. What's the gather of the Din Erva that Erva ever affects her Tzara? Erva Zikr affects her Tzara, that's the Alabes, and gives her something that she has, but what does she give her? The first Tzav is Poitras. What is the Tzav Poitras? The Tzav of Poitras, Bepshuta, is that an Erva can't affect, can't give her Isser to the Tzara. Her Tzara is not Asser, her Tzara is Motor. What an Erva could do is could talk to the mitzvah of her tzara. Erva could talk to the mitzvah, the zika of her tzara, could pater the mitzvah because of the same bias, and pater the mitzvah zika. If that's true, where's the b'mokam erva kaima? Where did she get a din of an erva? She didn't get a din of an erva. She got a din, Kolzman, she was with the erva. Her mitzvah got a din of an erva. She doesn't get a din of an erva that remains with her. She doesn't get a din of an erva that remains with her and continues on to Nefila Shniyah. Shteinu Nunzer Gemara. that the erva, the hashpo that the erva gives to the tzor is something that stays, that stamps the erva, that the tzor, I'm sorry, that the tzor has a din b'makom erva. L'moshel, let's talk it out. Maybe first say over the Gemara, the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim, the Gemara is beautiful. Say over the Gemara. The Prima Godim says that the din of tzor's erva is that an erva gives over to the tzara her own iser. Mamish kipshuta, oisvus alasoi. Prima Godim says that erva gives over a tzara a din, that a tzara gets a bissel of the iser from bitoy. Habo lech ayv shtayim. If you come onto the, if someone's bond, the tzara, she's like, shtayim. She has an iser of bitoy. If that's the taich, I want to bring it out. If that's the taich, Ashi is beautiful. Zokta Bashi. My time is, Dr. Bashi turns to Rabbi Yudin, he says, my time is the Tzara herself Aser. Why is the Tzara herself Aser? The reason why the Tzara herself is Aser is because she has a shtickle pita in her. She has a shtickle pita in her. That's B'mokim Erekaim. That shtickle pita is, it blibes in her. It's in her. It wasn't only Yabin in the Fila. She got it in Bitoy. That in Bitoy is Mamshech Nami in the Fila Shnia. That in Bitoy, now, in the Fila Shnia, she can give a din of a bitoy. She can also ask her, Tzara. Tzara, Tzara, Sanami, B'makam Erbekayim. Lefi the Prima Godim, the Gemara is beautiful. That's the only pshat in the Gemara, from me. We'll try to change it another way. But Zichr L'chur, the Gemara is saying, Azazach. Lefi the Prima Godim, the Din Tzara Tzarev is Azazach, that's Mashpia on the Tzara, and now that could be Mamshik. Aye, let's go over again, Yishonos. Again, I wanted to come down with the Clark High today. L'maisa, in all the Rishonim, Rashi Kaseder. Rashi says, when he talks about the Torah Erva, he never mentions anything besides Eish HaSach. Rashi always, when he talks about the Torah Erva, he says, Kaim Abisei Shach Yishlovanu, Kaim Abisei Shach Yishlovanu, Kaim Abisei Shach Yishlovanu. So it's ungenomen that like the Prima Godim. It's ungenomen nice and the Rishonim hold not like the Prima Godim. So what, they don't hold the Isurus? That means the Rishonim hold, there is no other Isur. So the Chor stayed with the Tzad from Poitras. So he said a mol. He said, Nishtal Levek now in the Gemara. He said a mol at the Pshad is, Shem Abba Ober, Blachim, Vada, Chor, the Gemara, Kapanim, the Mashma over here, that it's a Isurus. It means the Erva is not just talking to the mitzvah of the Tzara. The Erva is giving a din to the Tzara via Erva. Ever since Maskonis Hadvorim, we have a pasuk that says, Ein Tzara Elamiach, Ein Tzara B'makom Mitzvah. That pasuk learned, taught us, that the Ashba, that the Erva gives to the Tzara, gets watered down. Since at the end of the day, the Tzara is not the original source of that Isser, she only received it. She's a receiver, she's a Mekabelis. She was Mekabel that Isser from the Tzara, from the Bitoy. Memela, that Isser gets watered down, and now the Isser, that Isser is not strong enough to Aser by itself. So what does it do? It Asers up to Yishasach. It asks us a place. What does that mean? What does that mean? You know, I'm very chosh to me. Let me just get clear. It's like, but we hold to our service. They say words, you don't understand them. It doesn't matter worth anything. The Isser asks us a place. What does that mean? The Isser asks us a place. The Isser, every Isser, there's a certain pagam that a Isha has. That's poigimor. That's marchikor. An Isser usually asks mitzad atzmo. An Isser b'miluoy b'shleimusoy can ask mitzad atzmo. It creates an Isser. Different madrigas of an Isser. Alav akaris. When an Isser gets shvachened up, usually it's very few cases like this. But in the Parsha of Yibin, the Torah said you can mashpia from your Isser to somebody else who naturally doesn't have an Isser. The Isser, your Isser, that Isser that you give over to her, you give over an Isser, you give over a Pagam, Abba gets ogeshvacht. Its whole pula now, its whole ability to do now is to take away Eish HaSach. What does that mean? The answer is, if a pula could be marchik, I'm sorry, an Isser, if an Isser could be marchik, it could vada be meinea heter. What's easier? Shaffing something that you yourself could shaff a din that you can't come, you can't be miscarved to this lady? Or a lady who's already has her own Isser. She has her Eish HaSach. Now the Torah said the Eish HaSach is mutter in front of Yibum. The Isser of Bida comes and says, I can't create my own Isser. But Avada, I'm not going to let this lady become a heter. Avada, I'm going to be marchik this lady le'inyin that she can't get a heter. We saw the same exact recipe. This idea, which is it's a new musig. You don't find this in other places in Shas. But we saw the same exact idea 2 weeks ago in the Sugya Machzik Kushosa. In the Sugya Machzik Kushosa, if you have Nochem, this is what the Kavachoymer does. The Kavachoymer went and said it takes the kilkul of Machzik Kushosa And the kilkul maksu shosi makes an ishasach. It doesn't allow the heter bichal with finding a musig of a kilkul and iser that doesn't only aser, it's my nea heter. L'zeh u'kurin olga aser in the ishasach. That's what we say. We say it's aser up the ishasach. That's the loshon. It's the sheni azov menochem. It's aser up the ishasach. That's what it means. Boivin. The avada, at the end of the day, it's an ishasach. Oh, but then ishasach is b'mokim erv'kaimet. This is mamash l'hartzi yivomis. We have a tziruf over here. There's a tziruf. Both things are true. There's a lot of tzirus in yivomis. The answer with this. And a lot of times you talk about the tzor, we talk about the ishasach. Sachmo, we talk about the ishasach. Mitzad sheni, the ganze zeit, we say b'mokim erva. What do you mean? It's a b'mokim erva, it's an erva. It's a tziruf, it's a shutfis. It's an ishasach. Avada day, the isser, the only isser that's going to be an isser standing on her at the end of the day is an eshesach, because the bitoy doesn't ask it by itself. Ober, it's an eshesach under the influence of a bitoy. It's being influenced by a bitoy. It's being the influence of an isser bitoy, an isser bitoy that was the schadish in the pasuk of Lotzer. And that's my nea the heter. That's b'mokoyim ervakaimu. Zokter Bashi, that same b'mokoyim ervakaimu, which means the bitoy that was now went into the eshesach. The bitoy, the hashpah of the bitoy that held up the asr of the ishach. Ishach is usually mutter. Ishach is usually mutter. When mitzvah even comes, ishach says, kumarai. Though the bitoy comes and says, nein, it's a haltzach up it, it's a asr it. That bitoy was a rein in the ishach, zok to Rabashi, that continues to the nefil ishniyah. Those made the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, b'mokam ervakaim, yisoid Rabashi says, you see this yisoid called b'mokam ervakaim? That's the Pashit Pshan of what Tzoros Erev is. Zokter Avada, that continues. Yeah. Hazeh Zokter Pashit. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. This is not limited. We're about to say now, it's not limited the way we're learning. This Cholam Mahalchim in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda also holds B'mokam Erekam. That's the Din of Tzoros Erev. They're not arguing the Din of Tzoros Erev. Rabbi Yehuda says a Pashit Asfar. Rabbi Yehuda says at the end of the day, I understand Rabbi Yehuda Sachbesa from Rabashi. Rabbi Yehuda says at the end of the day, where did she get this kilkul of Tzor's bita? Where did the Tzor get the kilkul from herself? She got it from Erva. So she's a Mekabelis. She's like a Talmud getting from a Rebbe. The Talmud, when he gets from the Rebbe, when they hear from the Rebbe, Avada, B'shas Ma'is, Avada, he has the Shpah from the Rebbe. He has. Aber, Ad Kedei Kach, the Zel B'mos, full B'mokam Erva Gaimah. She's in Gansan like the Erva that we should know Misvara than the Fila Shnia. She herself could be a Mashbia. She's a makabel. Who says she's a makabel? A dosage and a measure and a zag grace and moss that she can give it over. That's Rabbi Yehuda Tainus. Rabbi Yehuda says, I need a posik for that. Aber was steht in the posik? Steht in the posik taket. That she becomes a zoy fest erva that she gives it over. Rabbi Ashi says, I know that misvara. Rabbi Ashi holds, it's shver lechalik. Rabbi Ashi holds, you shouldn't make a palgina. If she's a mokam erva kaimah, she becomes a mokam erva legami. What's gate the machlekes? I don't know. I hear two tzedakim. What's the nekudas machlekes? I don't know. But they both agree. This is the yisoid hadavar. Everyone agrees. The yisoid is mokam erekaimu. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not machriach that she continues weiter. She's a makabel. Who says she's mashviyah? Rabbi Ashi says ain lechalik. Once she becomes an erva, she should become a mokam erekaimu. But zechinu ledin lekuli alma lecharo gemaru mufureshes to the tzad of oisus that the gather is oisus. Ander doesn't want to come to be afkia. Ander want to say an ander pshat. And the one is saying, the etzim is poitrus. Oh, but the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is trying to find tam hadav. The Gemara, when the Gemara says, my time asira, the Gemara is not trying to know what hadav. The way we're telling it back to the Gemara is saying, why is she usher today? What is the gather of Isra today? Other people want to say, no. The Gemara is not coming to say that the gather of Isra today is the Mokam Erekaim. That's not the gather of Isra. The Pshat is, really, it's coming to say, her ishasach. We're talking about Eishasach, we're not talking about the Hashpah from the Bita. Aber, maybe Eishasach should be Eishasach to Memela. Maybe Eishasach should be Eishasach to Memela. We need to know, we need to figure out why she originally got us, why she got potted. So we say the reason why she got potted was, it was because it was an Erva. In other words, it's a historical thing. And I say there's no Pshat. It's hot nishkim Pshat, but Kenish does lame in the Talmud Bavli. It's hot nishkim Pshat. The Gemara says clear. After when Rav Ashi says, my time of the sea, b'mokam erekaimu. Sora, nami b'mokam erekaimu. The Gemara says everything, a nami, I want one word, nami. The Gemara says everything I'm explaining to you in the Nefilah Rishayna repeats itself in the Nefilah Shniyah. He didn't say, my time of the sea, b'mokam erekaimu, im kain, Im kain, oy bazoi, once I establish that, im kain, sorry, sorry, nan. That would be, I said you saw it, mela, I can now apply it in a different way to nefilah shniyah. Nami means the same exact thing I said goes weiter. The fidab shah, the fidab poetry, no, it doesn't go weiter. It's a totally new thing. Deisha sach patters now. And then the fidab shah, the bite patter, now deisha sach patters. Shteito, the same b'mokam erakaima. Once I said oisus, once b'mokam erakaima goes here, that's mamshach, I'm extending over. It's a mafurshi gemara for me. That b'mokam erakaima. The gedder, the way we're explaining is, Prima Godim said, it's mamish and isser. We're saying it's an isser that's crawls into the head to Yishasach, and now it's an Oga Asu to Yishasach Mikoyach Bito. The male of that Bito is Mamshim. Aye. The Maisa, the Chariz, for me, the Malafurish Gemara, that's Isis. What's with the Gemara, and Dav Gimel? Shadim Dav Gimel. Shadim Dav Gimel. Come on, all of them. When they explain the din of Ein Tzor El Meach, the Maisa, the Loshin is Rashi, start with Rashi. Rashi is come out one of the strongest. Rashi says, "The Masim Shemachitani Poitras. Aber Poitras lemishtar miyisur mishum rosh shabas. El abas poitrosa miyibam viyisura shochav olam emeila. The habib isur mishach sheish labonim. There's two diukim in Rashi. First of all, Rashi says, the isur mishach is dir memeila. Second of all, Rashi says, the seder advarim is a patters, and then it becomes also. The way we're saying l'chor, it's not true. So I want to go achasachas. One kasha, I think, is already l'chasach. Not too sure. The diktuk that Rashi says that Isser, Visur Shochav Olam Amela, L'chor, the way we're saying over, the feet were Pima Godim, it's very shver. Over the feet, the Boch Ber, it's not so shver. At the end of the day, the Isser that she has is coming from herself, it's not coming. The Isser at the end of the day that she has, the Bita, the Hashpa, the influence of Bita that she got from the Erva, doesn't answer her at the end of the day. The Isser that she has at the end of the day with the day she's Achah, at the end of the day, comes from her. It was under the influence of something else. The influence that allowed. But at the end of the day, the Isser is Dir Memela. The fact that Rashi used the Lashon that the Isser is Dir Memela, L'chor L'fi Yabor Ber is not Shver. But the Iker, what Shver is, the Seder Advar. L'chor, the way we're saying it's Oisrus, it's not that it patters it, that the way the Isser is Dir Memela, the way the Isser is Memela, is that is the Isser beat that goes and Asser is the Isser, and that's why it's Dir Memela. Why does Rashi say it patters and then it Assers? That's a Shver Kasha. The Emes don't have a great there. So I'll say over what I heard from Abasha. Say over what I heard from Abasha. Abasha wanted to say like this. Behektim, it's not a yishuv gomel, but a machshava. Abasha wanted to say like this. There. What do we say? That the way Oisus works is that the bitoy goes and it asks up the Yishasach. It asks up the Yishasach. That's what at the end of the day, the hashpa of the bitoy is going to come and ask up the Yishasach. Let's say a svara. Eishasach mitzal atzma is mutter to yibam. Eishasach mitzal atzma is mutter to yibam. What is the bitoy? The bitoy now, there's hashpah, there's some sort of ruchni yizdik and material. It's an isser that goes over to the tzara and it takes away, that's mashpia, that takes away the heter. What you want in the taina? Lu yitzur, if the isser would only concentrate on the heter, if the isser, the pula say isser would only be the gabi the heter, without dealing with the mitzvah, be'etzem, the tzara mitzal atzma, she has a heter and she has a mitzvah. If the Isser, the Bitoy, didn't deal with the mitzvah b'chlal, it wouldn't be able to take away the heter. You can't take away a heter of a tzor, the mitzvah's gezok of Arna after Isha. There's two pulos asoisrus. You're coming to Aser in the same second the mitzvah said on the lady. You can't. It's not shaykh. A mitzvah ziba means she's mutter. Bechreach, part of Asering, on the way to Aser, I have to also be madcher the mitzvah. So in other words, it's not to say like this. Avada, I'm not going direct to the mitzvah. There's no such thing. Poetry, no such thing. The Erev can't go directly to the mitzvah. But if in the Erev is actually mashpia from her Isser to the Tzor. But when she's mashpia from the Isser of the Tzor, it's only because the Isser Bitoy has a din also that it's madcher mitzvah sibum. So when it gets to the Tzor, it does babas achas. It asks while being madcher the mitzvah sibum. It asks up the Yishasach, but Isser Rega, it's doing two pools. It's being madchen and mitzvah sibum together with Aser. If it wouldn't be madchen and mitzvah sibum that's about to approach the tzara, it wouldn't be able to be Aser. That's what we want in the taina. Salom de shavar. It's also it's not, comes out. It's not takanaka said. It's not poitris and then Aser. It means it has to be pater together with Aser. Rashi is saying poitris because it doesn't mean it goes direct to the mitzvah. It means at the isser that it's giving, it has to also be madchen and mitzvah sibum tzamin and then also be Aser. Can't think that's a yishuv mixas a kaponim. The lishayin is a Rashi and all the rishayin. Kaponim the vayla zechino din is a gemara. Chari gemara ruche. And together zoisus and pashu pshat na gemara. What's a gemara saying? B'makom erakayma. Rabbi Yud agrees to b'makom erakayma. They're only arguing avu shtetos. Yes, mamshik weiter. Same type of thing. What's the Gabi Rigvegas Kasha? I want to come out Lamaisa, what we said, I want to plant it into the Gemara. Rigvegas Kasha. Vigor asked, the Lechura, every Surah Sarah, if you did in our Sugya, needs a Pasik, least Swar, he needs an extra Pasik that say that Surah Sarah. Fekh Rigvegas, tape the clay on Stasia Sach. Tape the clay on Stasia Sach. So, Rabbi Chonon brings it ready. Regina Lefarish. A lot of people wanted to say that's a Bashi Sfar. That's a Bashi Sfar. And the way we shtel the Vekavad, that's not a Bashi Sfar. Bashi's not talking about the Eishasach. Rivega's question is, the Oymik of Rivega's question is that every Sura, why do you have to be Meyachis it back to the first Erev? Why do you have to say she's a, he's really asking the word Sura, why do you have to say it's a new Sura Sura? It's not a Sura Sura Bechol. It's a new Sura Sura. Rabbi Ashi, the way we shtel the vek, he wasn't arguing on the setup of Rabbi Yehuda. He wasn't arguing on the fact that a sugi was looking a new makar for tzara sar. He was just saying, misvara, I already know that she has a hashpo. She has a kilkul, she has a shame, she has a label called b'mokam bita. But Rabbi Ashi also says the way we said before, that there's a tag team, there's every single tzara sar is working, there's a shutfis between the eishas ach and the b'mokam bita. Frekha Megega, what do you need the shutfis for? Why do I need the B'mokam B'tag? Why do I need the B'mokam Erekaima? If I'm giving this kasha, it's not only on Rabbi Huda. His lashon of the kasha, he has to mean, is why do I need to krok? Because that's Lamaisa. He's asking Lamaisa. It's a question of Lamaisa. Lamaisa, it's an extra posik. It's an extra drosha. But the longest of giving this kasha, there's also Ramashi. Why does Ramashi need this fancy label of B'mokam Erekaima? Every tzor is a tzor seishasach. And when we ask this kasha, we add on. And in Rashi's Mefurush Lemaisa, that what asks is a Tzoros Tzoros Eishasach. Rashi in the Mishnah, the Beis and the Beis, when the Mishnah says, Kishem Shetzoros Bitoi Ptura Kach Tzoros Tzoros Ptura, Rashi in the Divrei Maskil, Kishem Tzoros Bitoi Ptura, he says, Tzoros Eishasach, Eishasach Shabon. Rashi's Mefurush, that every Tzoros, when it asks is a Tzoros Tzoros, Tzoros Eishasach. Frekum of Yeager, Taka the Eishasach. Rashi anyway is saying it's Eishasach. What's with Eishasach? What do you need that extra label, that extra Tosefes, that extra addition? Oh, b'mokim erakayma. Avada Rashi's kasha is also Rabashi. And Rikivega's kasha is also Rabashi. And that one is that the sugi b'fnim, it's bor. Oy b'zoy, taka. It's a big revach. Why? If that's true, Rikivega's kasha is also on Rabashi. B'chura, that's mafkiya, roiv the terus in Bacharim say. It's roiv, again, we don't have time to go through all the dvar. Roiv the terus in Bacharim say, Rabbi Seinu. The kavun was that it's just ach. It's a shvacher erva. It's a shvacher erva. It's a bechlal yishach demela. Even if it's not yishach demela, it's yishach doesn't have a leil. There's something that yishach is missing. There's some ingredient that yishach itself doesn't have naturally. Bechlal. That's what they say. Aye. So Lamaisa Rashi says that yishach does pater. The Torah says that's after litzur. That's what they want to say. Before litzur, we would have thought this is like yishach demela, yishach demela leil. And after litzur, we have a gilui. That it becomes an Eishasach, that has an Eishasach Dalel, whatever Nusach you're going to say. That's all the Kasher Veg would be on Rabbi Yehuda. But the Kasher Veg is on Rabbi Ashi also. So my whole little bit to roots him. Rabbi Ashi is saying, Halacha Lemaisa, the reason why every Tzara and Tzara Tzara, at Soif Kol Adoris, the reason why Patis is because there's a label called B'mokam Erekayim. Kana Ben Shoyal, Lefi Rabbi Seinu Achreinim, why? Why do you need to come on to the B'mokam Erekayim? What's with Eishasach? So what'd you answer? We would have thought things are different. What do you mean? But after the Pasuk Kanira, they hold, the Rabashi holds. In the first Pasuk, I already know, Kanira, the Chorinim learned, the Fiyar Bashi, in the first Pasuk, of lots already see it's not Neishzach Demel, it's not Neishzach Dolil. So why do I need the Mokam Erekayim? When we see the Sugi Bifnim, Zetzichois, that the Kivun, the answer of Givegis Kasha is not that there was a mistake that I would have made and things changed. It blibes Lamaisa. Givegis Kasha blibes Lamaisa. Yivegas Kasha means that for some reason, something with the Eishasach that can never ever aser the Tzara without a B'mokim Erekayim. And then Chari the Vegs from Ach, Rashi says it's Eishasach. What is it? What else is there? So the Teretz is, that's what I'm saying, we're just pulling it. I'm not going through all the lumbas. I want to apply it here. said over, Chara, that's the kivun. Moshe wanted to say pshat. The Ravada, the Eishasach is pattering. But the Eishasach needs help. The Eishasach can't patter itself. Why? Because the Eishasach has a heter. How does every erva aser tzara? So we have the lashon of Tosfos. We don't know the reason of Mufurish as more Mufurish lashon. It says the lomdus of tzara erva than Tosfos. Tosfos says asura kol kach shei tzara saras. Tosfos says the way an erva makes a tzara is asura kol kach shei tzara saras. That means every erva, in order to make a tzara, it had to have an added dimension in its iser, an added feature in its iser, an added dimension. It's not only asur for itself, it's asur, it has an extra isur, a tesefis, a chov in its isur. It's a sur kol kach shei tzara sarasa. Does Eishasach have that isur? Avada yeh. Avada yeh. Eishasach also has that asur kol kach shei tzara sarasa. Eishasach shei belom ha yasur tzara. Eishasach mehim ha yasur tzara. Eishasach vayel isur yabasi. Avada Eishasach also got that. However, Eishasach got a heter. And the heter we boyed from the brayse of Zohar Shomano Moinish Minayin, the big yisoid, that the heter was said, l'kol chalokeho. The heter of Eishasach was said lechalokim. It was said on all the parts of this of Eishasach. Yisoid Aleph, Yisoid Beis, is that even when that heter gets removed, something comes and asks, may near that heter, Abba, you have to go and remove every single part of that heter. Memei Labosh Shetainer, even if there was a din, we know Erva Asers Etzor. That means, again, the way we're learning on our terms, Erva Asers Etzor means the hashpa of the Iser Bitoi goes and Zmeinea takes away the heter. It takes away, it asses up the Eishasach. That was Allah's words, it asses up the Eishasach. Over how much does it asser up the Eishasach? Only Vifl state in the Pasuk. You know what it says in the Pasuk? What does it say in the Pasuk? Le'sikach le'tzor. It's a lot. V'nichrisu kol nefosh. So it's a sailor. That's a curse. It says that the midah of the hashpa of the Torah's bita, the midah of the hashpa, that influence, the mamakam erakaima is mit a lav and a curse. But where does it say that it also gives it? It gives it the hashpa of asur kol kach shei tzara sarasa. Right, the original bita, the bita by the bas of adit asur kol kach shei tzara sarasa. But that hashpa and the mamakam erakaima that it gives it over, does it give it over also with a ganze parch full force asur kol kach shei tzara sarasa? Zok to Abiyuda, I have to come on to Litzror. And then I need Litzror. In Litzror state, that the B'mokim Erva Kaima, that B'mokim Erva Kaima, that Hashpo, that the Bita gives over to the Tzara, that Hashpo, that the Bita gives over to the Tzara, is, Mitaganta Kankai, a lav occurs and a Sukul Kashi Tzorosa. Memela, the Heter Eishasach that it takes up is also Adkede Kashi Sukul Kashi Tzorosa. That's what Abiyuda said. And Rabbi Ashi said, I know that all misvara, the same way we said all the things before. What are Rashi misvara? Not Rabbi Yegosvara. Rabbi Ashi's svara is going on the Mokam Erekaima. He's not talking about the Eishasach Bechla. He's talking about the Mokam Erekaima. Rabbi Ashi was saying, that the Mokam Erekaima, once I see she got the Ashbar Erev, she got a Lagansin. I don't hold any Palginans. If we treat her as an Erev, she got a Lagansin. Of other, she got a Din. Of Asur Kokach, she's a Mekabel, and a Mashvi also. So Memele takes away that to Eishasach. Also, look at me there. Achzich is klar. I very much want it to be poshut. Can't make you almost do a science, but we should come out with a klarikai. Achzich when the mezetah is intervening, it's a lichtig. This is mamish the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, but mokem erakaima. The din of every single tzoras erva is that is a mokem erakaima. I Rashi says Eishasach. Yes, the mokem erakaima is mashmir Eishasach. Eishasach is only a biffle. It's a mokem erakaima. Frekar b'yegel. What's with Eishasach? The answer is. Eishasach mitzad atzma got a heter. Not that Eishasach is shvach. Not like the svar of Rabbi Yisenu. Eishasach is something that can't ask for tzor. I'm not saying that, no. Eishasach could ask for tzor. But Eishasach was a mutadikah. It was a mutadikah. And the only way it's going to take away that heter is the shashpo of the mokam erakaim. Memeilu, we need a makor that the mokam erakaim is zoksich legabe the suru kol kach shetzer soros. Zok Rabbi Yudah miposik lit svar of Torah Sarbe. And Rav Ashi says, I know that misvar. I want to bring out a point. Fascinating zach. What patterns are sorah, 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 at seif oil? So there's an interesting diak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, go back. Seif your notes, but chilosi. Chamesh osay noshim poitras are yisayim, vitzorah, so yisayim, and achalitzim, and even at seif oil. It sounds like the first erva is doing everything. She's poitras are yisayim, vitzorah, yisayim, vitzorah, at oil. So some people put a comma, this right, it's not like this. Some people read it like this. Chamesh osay noshim poitras. Sorry, same, kama. Vitzorah is poitra, sorry, same, and achlitzim, and even another. This Raya is not like that. The Poshup Shad is Chameishas and Nashim Poitras are saying, the Erev of Pat is the Tzar. The Erev of Pat is the Tzar, and the Tzar Tzar, and the Tzar Tzar are Tzav Kol Adaris. Rashi, the Lashon Rashi in Gimel and Bey is also like that. Rashi says, Mifnei Shehid Tzar Tzarose Shabitah. Rashi in Gimel and Bey says, that the Tzar Tzar is also because Tzarose Shabitah. The Rif in Undra Sugya, the Rif in Undra Sugya. Rabbi Huda, now the Drosh Rabbi Huda, when Rabbi Huda says, Litzra, L'Rabba is Tzar is Harbi, the Lord Rif adds on a few words to the Gemara. Maybe he had a gears in the Gemara. L'Rabba is Tzar is Harbi, Eitzel Erva Achas. That's a Lashon the Rif. Rabbi Huda was Marbe, when Marbe, Tzar is Tzar, Tzar, Eitzel Erva Achas. Which Erva Achas? The first Erva. What does that mean? Eitzel Erva Achas, what? If the first Erva dies, there's not going to be the Tzar, 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 Tzar. If Kamoisa, if the first Erva dies, and later on, there's an Afila Shni and Afila Shlish and Afila Riz. It's not going to be the end of Torah's era out of Oilam. Have I done that? The Teretz is, the way we're saying, the Pshat is, and what it means is, it's the Taj, it's Poshe Pshat, basic use of Yvomis. Taj, Yvomis. It means the Ashpo that the Erva gave over. We're not going back in time, we're not saying she's going back to the Erva, she doesn't have to continue to live. It means that same Ashpo. It's about a new Musogim, that's the Haaretz Yvomis. State Torah is mechadish in the parasha of Erva. The Erva gives over hashpo. That's what the mokim Erva came. That hashpo, not actively, I don't have to live, but that hashpo is what continues. Poitras are saying, the Torah is saying, because the Eishas Ach alone can't do it. It needs the bita that takes away its heter. The Eishas Ach needs the shutfis of the mokim Erva came. That's Torah is saying. I don't. It's all goes back to the Eshta Rebbe that goes mamshich ad soifo. Sadkan, that's like a bit. When do sugya? One of your eyes. Talked about it last week, this, a bunch of weeks. Chlal like a bit Eishasach. Last week we spoke about Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi was Pesach and Eden. What's the din of Eishasach like a bit Erva? Like a bit Tzor? Find the halacha, Eishasach, the islands, doesn't patter Tzor. Eishasach, Shoei Blomi, does patter Tzor. And Yerushalmi said Hagdor. There's Dol and Moish Amol Eishasach, the Torah, also love Erva. And then there's an Eishasach mitam acher it says. But Bochber learned that it means Eishasach to Memela. We might see a Tzvei Tepshat afterwards, and maybe not. Maybe the Rishalmi is not saying Eishasach to Memela, which means Eishasach is an Eishasach that can't do anything against Yidin. It's the way of your Bochber. Maybe Nishtazoy. Even an Eishasach that's potter for a different reason. An Eishasach that was ignited and affected by something else, it could battle Mitzvah Yidin. But we want to tell you, Tamachar Yitzesa means that you have to study the Eishasach. The Eishasach maybe could be Mashpia and Mitzvah Sibu. Oh, but you have to now look. You have to look at Scar. You have to look at what was the Sibu. What was the Sibu? What was affected that Eishasach? I want to use that, L'chor, it's a window to answer and explain a lot of things in Mitzvah Sibu. The Vort's a little bit different. Oh, but the Etzim Tzugam, it's a little bit different Vort. By Ellen, so we're not talking about another Isser that brings an Isser Eishasach. We're talking about a Metzias, a Metzias Dech Chesar. But if you learn the Yerushalmi the way, I want to use the Musig. It's a window to answer a lot of Shverkan, there's a lot of places that steer us. Amol Yishasach could make a Ptur Yibim and Chalitza. Amol Yishasach can't make a Ptur Chalitza. Could make a Ptur Tzor. It could be this is Mafteach a little bit. Marshal. Rabbi Moshe asked the Kasha. Nesugi from Achsu Kishosa. A big Kashas. Nesugi from Achsu Kishosa. State. Places holds tumak sivil karayas. If you base him a keeper, the partner siphon yidim say chalitza. It means it's a full erva. If you toys it's a full erva. However, the more is it sad, then maybe machzuk shosay doesn't ask for tzar. Why teiva he? Amit he teiva main tzarasa teiva. Frektim emoshe. Very good. Gvaldik. This is als the lava machzuk shosay the tumak karayas. Abravade if it's potter from chalitza, frektim emoshe. Fifth potter from chalitza. We're going to places hold Tumakarais, Max Shosa is potter of Saifim Yim Chalitza. Avada has an Eishasach. If it's potter from Chalitza, Pshute, Avada has an Eishasach. But Bezoi, Fekhti Moshe, what's with Eishasach? Very nice, the meat of Hita Yeva. But what's with Eishasach? So other people said Eishasach to Memela. I don't know if you could say Eishasach to Memela. So we tie in the Bashas Maisa. Hare, at the end of the day, has a Ptur of an Erevah. Hey, Tumakarais, the reason why the Eishasach will be here, Lagabi itself, it has a din. Lagabi the Torah doesn't. But Lagabi itself, it has a din of an Erva. I don't know if you could say Eishasach to Memela. So maybe we could use this idea. Again, it's a different word. I'm not being a Raya from Yerushalmi. I want to use. Maybe. New word. Eishasach, at the end of the day, Eishasach, Mitzal Atzmi is always Mutter. Eishasach, even when it's Eishasach van Erva, The only reason why it's usher at the end of the day is because there's an erva that asks it. Tosfos in the Aflamed Beis Man Aleph. Man Aleph Tosfos. Somebody mentioned this Tosfos last week. Tosfos in the Aflamed Beis, a very big mafteach in Yevamos. Tosfos says that they should sachav an erva. We turned to this Tosfos many times. Tosfos is the makor that they should sachav an erva could ask her to her. Tosfos says it by Nesra. Tosfos says that Ishach was Nesra. And later on, the Achasisha lost the Achasisha could ask her to her. Tosfos says that Ishach of Mitli Tali Vatoi also could ask her to her. Tosfos asks, why does it say in the Mishnah? Should be Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin arise. Zok Tosfos. Kivon the mitam achas oisha asura. So it's bechlal achasisha ninu. That's how you talk Tosfos. So you could learn the Tosfos and Zichri could learn the Tosfos. Baal Batish. Tosfos means practically, at the end of the day, you need a din of achasisha. So it's nechlal and achasisha. This is special shvach and chat. At the end of the day, there's achas creating everything. Megashmak to learn Tosfos. Tosfos means that weird in Neshesach, and Neshesach by itself doesn't have a din. Ta'asa. Even when the Eishes Ach does get a din ta'aser, if the erva that created it, that brought it here, that ignited it, wouldn't have a din ta'aser itzor, then it wouldn't be able to be stronger than its erva. If Lo Yitzor Ach Hasisha didn't have a din ta'aser itzor, then the Eishes Ach Abo Mikoyach Eishes Ach, I'm using Lashon Tosfos, Eishes Ach Abo Mikoyach, it wouldn't be able to ask itzor. So where did Eishes Ach Be'etzem now get it? Because we're the main Be'etzer. So where did Eishes Ach get its koyach Be'etzem? It's bashpah of achasisha. Zog toises bechlal achasisha nu. Zogich, if that's true, yishuv nifla to the Ramesha's kasha. What's the Ramesha asking? At the end of the day, there's Neshesach. But I say, where's the Neshesach coming from? From Tumak Siba Karayas. Noch the Hitoyeva, noch we have a miyat of Hitoyeva. Vos steht in the Hitoyeva? Steht in the Hitoyeva that their erva is a gespolten erva. She's a schwach erva. She has an isser legabi herself, legabi ivum. She has an isser herself legabi chalitza. She doesn't have that. That's the Shtein Hitayeva. Shtein Hitayeva miut that she didn't get. That's the Shtein Hitayeva. She didn't get the Isra Kolkash, the Isra Sarasa. It's not stronger than her. If the Heave, the Lava, the Mavel, the Lava, Machsa, Gushosa, Yanoch Hitayeva has a miut, so the male, the Isha Sach, that's Bom Machmoso, can't be stronger than the Hitayeva. Al Derech Zeh. It's say, I'm running out of time, it's going to be Mar Mokoymas. It's Derech Zeh, the same type of word. In Tosfos, in Gimel on the base, I'm soon making Chazara. Tosfos in Gimel on the base spoke about that a soita le boil. Very, I should go over the Tosfos, or what we spoke about now. It's much more Musa, but the whole Tosfos. Tosfos said, a chidish noira, that there's a musig of, I have a min of a Gemara. Army non immediately of a Gemara. A Gemara to Shlav, that maybe the only be din Tzara and Tzara, Tzara, and no din Tzara, Tzara, Tzara. That's our Gemara. Tosfos says the halach lemais is such a case. By soy to the boil is only a din. It can make a tzor and it can't make a tzor tzor. Chazarim to the half of min of argamor and afigimul malal. Is it Tosfos? Tosfos says why lo mishkachas lo b'shas ma'isa. We learned the pshat is it's what we spoke about today. The pshat is that since soita is a yafusa, the Torah over there only learned the first chelik. The Torah taught only the din that the first erva can make a tzor. Aber the hemshich. What we said before, that Ad Olam, that it goes at Elam, that the Hemshech is Mashpia Viter, that, which will be who to learn that of a Pasuk, Litzur, Tzoras Harbe, that we don't have a Makor for. That we didn't learn how to say it. Frekam Avtole, but what's with the Eishesach? Zogh Lizel Bazach. If Lu Yitzur, the Soita has Agbola, that it can only Aser Tzor, but it can't Aser Tzor in order to Aser Tzor, the Eishesach is not going to get better for him. And Al Derech Zeh, many times out, Al Derech Zeh, we asked a bunch of kashas, the same type of thing like Abi Chalitza. We asked a bunch of times in the Sugya Machshir Shosei comes up that it has a case where the Eishesach, the Machshir Shosei can make a tzara and can't make Chalitza. The other application, say in the first half of the Gemara, say in the second half of the Gemara, a Machshir Shosei can make a p'tur tzara and can't make a p'tur Chalitza. What's with the Eishesach? The same type of word. If you have to apply in each case, but for every reason in the Gevissa cases, the Siba, the Rutumu Karayas, can't make a din chalitza. That means it's Hazak Bola. That means it has limitation. That means it has limitation that this erva doesn't have a din chalitza. They just ach abom machmas the erva. It's not going to be stronger than the erva. It's going to have the same limitations. The male, it's not going to be able to make a pitur chalitza.